Cornerstone family, let's pray together. Lord God, we ask that your holy word would be our holy rule, the Holy Spirit, our teacher, and your glory, Lord God, our single concern. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Please, open your Bibles and listen, for these are the very words of God coming from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I also want to read another part of Holy Scripture. I feel like God wants me to do something different. So I'll do that. Listen to these words, for these are the very words of God coming from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup. It overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These, my friends, these are the very words of God. Thanks be to God. I don't exactly know where God's going to take me today. I just all of a sudden, as I was sitting here, felt like God wanted to take me in a different direction, which I don't like to do, because people have planned things, people have done things to form this service in a way that blesses us and praises God. But I also know that the Spirit moves. The Spirit moves even today. We heard from our first scripture that the Spirit fell upon God's people, his apostles and his disciples. It was like tongues above their head. And God, in doing that, speaks to his people, empowers his people, guides his people, and sends his people. Do you remember what happened right after that passage of Holy Scripture? The next thing that happened after they praised God. Right away, they went out into the world and started preaching and teaching Christ. They had the gospel on their lips. They had the truth of God in their hearts and in their minds. They went out and taught people the greatest message that we could ever hear, that God has come. That God hasn't just come, he has come in the flesh. And God has not just come in the flesh, but he has come to live for us. He has come to die for us so that our sins may be forgiven, so that sin would be conquered, so that hell would be conquered, so that Satan and his minions would be conquered, and so that we can be victorious. That is the gospel. That we are forgiven people. That God loves us so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but will have eternal life. And it's not just eternal, but it is abundant life. Absolute abundant and eternal life is the gift that God gives to his people. I don't know about you, but that reality brings about a good amount of joy in my life. That brings about, no matter what's going on, because I can tell you in life, sometimes life stinks. Doesn't that? But even in the hardness of life, even through sin and even death, God is always with us. God never lets us go. God has us from the beginning. He forms us in our mother's wombs. He brings us to himself. He calls us to himself. It is a grace of God by grace alone and faith alone. And so what God pours out to us is his good graces. What God does is he forgives our sins and knows that we cannot make it on our own, so he gives us his Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus, on his day of baptism, when John baptized him, the Holy Spirit fell upon him and led him. Praise be to God. But what about this Psalm 23? Where does all this come in? Hear this passage again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. David, during this time, was not actually having a great time in life. We think that when he wrote this psalm, that he was actually running for his life. That he was hiding in caves. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like a great life to me. But I think what David sees is that our circumstances are only but a moment, but the graces of God are great. And so David continues. He says this, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Often we say this psalm during times in a funeral, but this psalm is not actually for funerals. It's for life. Because my friends, you and I, if we're honest about things, if we take off the facade, if we take off the mask that we wear and the makeup we put on, there are difficulties in life, and those difficulties and those hardships and that pain are real valleys of the shadow of death. You and I, we enter in and out of those constantly. This psalm is not for the dead. It's for the living. It's for you and me. Because when we enter into those times of difficulties, the Lord is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And not only that, God gives us many excellent graces beyond our imagination, beyond what we can actually comprehend. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup it overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Is it only sometimes?
Forever.
It is forever. Absolutely forever. This life and the life to come, the life that God blesses his people with, again, is for abundant and everlasting life. It starts now. And God gives us his good graces and connects us to him. It is not something that we do. It is something that God does. God is the one that calls. God is the one that pours his blessings upon his people and saves us. We, my friends, you and me, every single person who believes in this room has the greatest message that this world needs to hear. Whether they realize it or not, or even try to deny it. And there's many people that don't know that they need this message. Many people try to deny that they need this message. Many people think that they are able to do life on their own. And if we're honest, we can't. We absolutely need the grace and power and guidance of God in our lives. We can't do it on our own. And so go. Because people who are around you, your neighbors, your friends, your family, and even I shed a tear for my enemies, they're dying. Hell is real. Eternity is long, and it is only by the grace of God that people are saved. People are dying. We can just ignore that, or we can go out like the apostles, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and go out into this world, because God does not leave us alone. He gives us words to say. He gives us his holy word. He gives us his great graces. We do not leave this place empty, but filled. These children were filled today. You are filled today by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did not just come on the day of Pentecost, but the Holy Spirit comes today. Now is the time. So now is the time to go. Blessed by God, bring the word of God to others. Bring the graces of God to others. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to see a single person perish. God loves them. God loves you. So let's bring them in. You are sent by the power of God, my friends. Let's honor God's call to our lives. We want to be a part of building God's kingdom, God's church, here. So, Lord God, build your kingdom here. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you all. Let's pray together. Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for your great and wonderful and amazing graces upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you feed us, that you cleanse us, that you, O Lord, empower us and guide us, and that you send us out for mission. So often, Lord, we wonder what our purpose is in life. And Lord, the purpose that you have for your people, the people who believe in you, is always to go out, to spread you to this desperate world who is in great need of you. Again, whether they realize it or not, or even try to deny it. And so, Lord, like the disciples and apostles before us, I ask that your Holy Spirit would fall upon each and every person in this room, that you would give us courage, that you, O Lord, would give us boldness, that you would fill our mouths with your word, and that we would be sent out to preach the gospel, to preach the good news, to preach all that you have to those who need to hear it. And those who need to hear it is everyone. And especially give us courage to do this with our own family members, with our own neighbors, for those who surround us, and even our enemies. God bless them, and God bless us all. Help us, Lord, by your grace and power and guidance, to build your kingdom here. And all God's people said, Amen. God bless you all.